Good evening and welcome to White Spot Giants This Week. The home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants is Sportsnet 650. My name is Dan O'Connor, and what a week it has been. NHL hockey back in full swing. The WHL has a new return to play date, and we have got a very busy show for you over the course of the next hour. Coming up in segment number two, we're going to head to Saskatoon. We're going to chat with the play-by-play voice of the Saskatoon Blades, Les Lazaruk. But in segment number one, to kick off this show, I'm very excited to welcome an individual who has made a few appearances on this show in recent years. Crazy to think, actually, that it will be 4 years or four seasons that I've known this player once we do get back and going. But drafted by the Giants in 2016, round number one, a prospect of the Colorado Avalanche, 41 career regular season wins with the Giants over the past three seasons. Very pleased to welcome Vancouver Giants goaltender Trent Miner to White Spot Giants This Week. Trent, it's good to chat with you, man. Loaded question maybe off the hop, but how are you doing? How are you holding up?
Good. Yeah, we've been pretty lucky out in Manitoba. We've had some nice weather for the most part here, so it's been able to spend lots of it outside and get to do some summer activities, so no, I can't complain so far.
How has summer training changed for you, if at all, Trent, based on what's going around out there in our world?
Yeah, like obviously it took a bit longer to get back into our normal gym facility. I had gym set up at home, so that's where I was for the first little while, and then once things started opening back up here in Manitoba, I readjusted, and then with the new news that the season's getting pushed back even further, it's kind of, you gotta change your attitude as to what you're doing right now, as you want to be hitting going into the season at your peak and not hit your peak in the middle of the summer and drag it out. So yeah, just staying ready for when the season comes.
Very interested in diving a little bit deeper into that, Trent, and I know that you're certainly not going to tip your full poker hand when it comes to off-season training, but from a goaltending standpoint, one thing I've always wondered is, are you watching a lot of tape? Are you watching any old games, or are you even watching, say, the NHL return to play and kind of studying, you know, various goaltenders, or what does the mental side of goaltending training look like in the summer?
Yeah, I think when you first get home or get started into the summer, you kind of take the first couple of weeks just to relax and let your mind rest and just kind of adjust into now being home. I think throughout the summer, I do watch tape of our games as well as the NHL. It's just nice watching the NHL and seeing how what they do or things we do as well and how we correlate in that aspect. And then for training as well, I find for mentally, it's just nice to sit back and just watch other teams play and just see what they're going through.
Trent Miner, my guest right now on White Spot Giants This Week here on Sportsnet 650. You know, Trent, I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of guys over the course of the summer, and I generally hit them with this because I find it interesting to kind of hear everybody's interpretation of what this time in life was like. I know I'll certainly never forget it, but take me back to early to mid-March, kind of, you know, the few days leading up to the eventual shutdown of the 2019-20 season. What do you remember about those days and that time in life?
Yeah, I remember you hear about on the news that things were starting to get active for COVID, and it wasn't going in the right direction. And I remember just going to the rink and then getting to the rink and finding out that our season was probably going to be up in the air, and it just seemed like it was almost like a whole new world. Everything just switched from being a normal day in the life, going to the rink and skating, to wearing a mask all the time. It's definitely changed a lot in that aspect, just as to how going around. I was watching some games and shows the other day, and it just seems weird to see people in groups hanging out together and not being apart from each other, I find.
Well said, definitely. So now, Trent, that you've had, in this case, several months, is it crazy to think that it's been pretty much 5 full months since we were all last together? When you think back to 2019-20 from an individual standpoint and a team standpoint, what are some of your takeaways when you think back?
Yeah, I think it was obviously the year after what we had in when we went to the finals. It's definitely hard because everyone just wants to get back to the finals. You know what it's like being there, and you remember how fond of memories it was. That we kind of at times were just hoping to get there, and we had growing pains as every team does, but I found that we ended up sticking together and coming through them all pretty well.
A number of different places we could go with that. I've talked a lot about, you know, the post-trade deadline reality of the Vancouver Giants with a lot of the guys. And of course, it all kind of culminated with that 11-game winning streak that started in late January and went right through a majority of February. In your opinion, Trent, what clicked for the Vancouver Giants after the trade deadline? Are you able to kind of put your finger on anything that was glaringly different? Because I know even if you go back to late November, early December, there were signs that this thing was trending in the right direction, and it all just kind of came to a boiling point in January.
Yeah, it honestly, it just seemed like in the dressing room itself, it just seemed that everyone was happy with each other, and we knew this is what it was going to be moving forward, and that this was our team. And so I think that kind of helped us a lot, is in the sense that you knew who you were in the room with for the rest of the year, and you just kept building better and better friendships. And on the ice, that just helped us a lot in the closer games, like that one we had against Calgary. I can't remember which game that was in the streak there, but that was a game that we couldn't have won single-handedly as individuals. It was a complete team effort, and it was a fight right to the end.
That was win number 11, and I'll never forget it. It was the sort of breakaway crossbar off the goalie bouncing along the goal line, and as a broadcaster, it's a nightmare because it's like, he scored, no, yes, no, yes. Unbelievable, man. Yeah, it was quite a crazy time and a crazy run indeed. Trent, were the playoffs going to move forward the way that we had hoped they would, it would have been Vancouver and Victoria in the first round, facing one another in the playoffs for a third straight season. You've been a part of the two previous meetings in the playoffs with those two, obviously with the two teams involved. What does that rivalry mean to you, and how exciting was it to think about that matchup potentially happening again?
Yeah, it seems that ever since I've been in the league, that we've always ended up playing them anyway. So it seems kind of like that's what the playoffs are to me now. Almost is you gotta play Victoria eventually. So no, it's a good rivalry we've always had with them, and it's always been a good battle, whether it was in Victoria or in Vancouver. They've always seemed to be close games, and I think everyone likes to get excited for those ones.
Trent Miner on White Spot Giants this week here on Sportsnet 650. He's been a goaltender with the Vancouver Giants since January of 2018. Has been in the net for 41 career victories in the regular season up to this point. Also a drafted prospect of the Colorado Avalanche. So, we know that December 4th is the new hopeful return to play date. Trent, training camp hopefully going to kind of be a thing come mid-November. Whenever the next training camp may be for the Vancouver Giants, how weird is it going to be for you to come to a Giants training camp and not seeing David Tendek?
Yeah, that's a pretty weird thought to have, that someone that I've known since I came here and has been my best friend ever since. It's something you don't really want to think about, but you know that he's moved on, and obviously he's reaching to where he wants to be, so you got to be happy for him. But at the end of the day, you're always gonna miss Dave being there, especially now with me and Paul, that we had a good group, the three of us, so it's definitely something we're all gonna miss having.
So when it comes to that, and I want to kind of, we'll jump into the future a little bit, but obviously it's been well documented, the friendship that has remained and been such a prominent thing for you and David over the course of your time together. When you, and I know we talked, you know, hours after his signing became official, but you know, for someone listening to this that maybe isn't quite in tune yet with the history and the professional relationship and the friendship between the two of you, it's kind of a rare thing, right? Because of course you're going to say all the right things and you're going to support your counterpart in the net, but you think back to the success of the Vancouver Giants over the past few years and the success that the two of you have had together. I mean, there really isn't a tandem in recent memory in the WHL that can really boast what you two can. It might even be a thing where years from now you'll see the significance of it, Trent. But when you think back to kind of the past few seasons, what has that dynamic meant to you as a player and a person?
Yeah, no, for sure. Like with someone of Dave's personality, we're completely different people. So it's weird how much we gel together. And you'd think with a goalie tandem, there's always going to be a little bit of competitiveness as I want the net or he wants the net, and just that battle, which there was, but it wasn't as in the sense that we were battling against each other. It was more or less battling for each other, that we knew that pushing each other was going to have whoever got the game to be better off. And overall, that was just going to help the team. So I think with Dave and myself, it was always a competitive friendship, but it was also one where if one of us fell in practice or did something of that sense, we always knew we were joking around about it. And it just made coming to the rink every day that much easier, knowing that, that you had someone as good as a goalie partner as David Tendek is.
So now the mode shifts a little bit for you, Trent, because now for the first time in 4 years, you're heading into a training camp, you're heading into a season as the veteran, as the oldest guy in the room as far as a goaltender is concerned. What, if anything, changes from a preparation standpoint because of that?
Yeah, I think in the sense for me, I've always been coming into the season as prepared as possible as I could be physically and mentally. So I don't think it changes much in that sense, and I don't see much of a reason to change, as we were always prepared for in case one of us got hurt. We were always well prepared to carry the load for the team without having the option of us bouncing back and forth. So I think, in the sense of it, just to take it one day as we always would, and just to be ready for season as usual.
Towards the end of the regular season in 2019-20, because of an injury and just because of travel, we did get to see Drew Sim make his debut, and I thought he showed very well in a couple of those games in March, both in Prince George and in Kamloops. What do you like about him as a goaltender, and where do you kind of see the ceiling being for him down the road?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think you worded that very well, that in the game in Kamloops when he came in, and the game he played in Prince George, I know, just off the top of my head, the one in Prince George, he was standing on his head, and he kept us in there for the first period and played great throughout the whole game. He was definitely showing great signs of being an unreal goaltender in the future as he just keeps getting developing, as we all are. But no, for him, I just see a very high ceiling for him, as he likes to be competitive as well. So that, I think that helps him a lot.
Few more questions here for Trent Miner, Vancouver Giants goaltender, here on White Spot Giants this week here on Sportsnet 650. Trent, when you look at the makeup of the Giants for 2020-2021, based on kind of the youth that's coming and also the returning veterans, what kind of team do you think the Giants will have in 2020-21?
I think we'll have a good team again. I just remember from past preseasons having the guys we had that before they went back down to major or junior, that they we always had a strong team. So I think moving forward, I'm not worried thinking we're going to be a young team. I think we'll be a strong team, and we have a strong leadership group from veterans as well. So I think the young guys should have no problem transitioning into our team's style. So I think we're looking good for the future.
Trent, is there one player or even two players that come to mind, younger guys that are maybe on the cusp, guys that you're really excited about when it comes to maybe the transition from 16 to 17 or 17 to 18, a guy that you feel is kind of due to break out, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, in all honesty, Justin Lees, he always impressed me a lot. His work ethic was always through the roof, and he was always willing to do extra. And he just seemed to get along well with everyone. That he just seemed, when he was in the room around you, you could always chat with him, and he's just a strong kid as well and has a good hockey sense. So no, I think he, moving forward, is going to have a great season and career.
You were picked by the Colorado Avalanche in 2019, the draft held in Vancouver. We were, you know, well aware of that story and the fact that you and Bowen were both drafted by Colorado together. I know it's kind of a crazy time, what with the return to play and Colorado just getting started with the playoffs, but what's the dialogue been like with Colorado? Have they kind of given you a few things to hone in on in the summer? And obviously, I'm sure you've got that next NHL training camp circled in the front of your mind. You're getting a chance to once again go and show your stuff.
Yeah, I know the development staff in Colorado has been absolutely amazing this summer, taking care of us and giving us full opportunity to take advantage of this long summer and develop skills normally that you might overlook, and just being connected with other prospects as well to see what other guys are doing or what do they do that sets them apart from the next player as well. So no, I think Colorado's been absolutely amazing for that, setting us up in good position. And yeah, like you said, for the training camp, I'm excited to go back there as well and see everyone and see how we've all progressed and see where I match up against everyone else and just enjoy it out there as well.
Well, Trent, a few more here for you, and I apologize for leaving the ball busters till the end, but what are you reading? What are you watching? What are you listening to these days?
Watching, I think I've been watching the NHL games as well as rewatching Prison Break, the series on Netflix. I enjoyed that one during quarantine, so it's nice to go over that again. Reading, I've just been doing some schoolwork online, so I've been reading lots of that as well. So no, I've been keeping myself pretty busy with everything this summer, not letting myself get bored.
What about listening? Do you have a favorite podcast, a favorite genre of music keeping you going while you're painting a fence in the 35 degree heat?
Yeah, no, it kind of varies in what we're doing, I guess. I know for myself, when I'm working out, I like more of an old style rock. And then I guess if I'm just hanging out and sitting by the pool, I kind of like more of a country style. So I guess it just depends on the day, I guess, is what it comes down to.
Last thing I want to get in on with you, Trent, and this is something that I think is really cool, and I'd love for you to share as much about it as you are comfortable, but I understand that over the years, and really for much of your life, you've had a deep interest and a passion for aviation and flying, with the goal of one day perhaps getting a pilot's license. Where are you at in that process? And why don't you share a little bit about kind of how that love was kind of fostered and created?
Yeah, for sure. When I was younger, I had a friend whose dad had a plane, and he took me up in it, and I just kind of naturally just fell in love with the idea of it and just being in control of everything. So then I always wanted to be able to get my license, but I was never able to just because of the summers being short. And now that we were home for an extended summer, I was able to work on it, as I still am. But no, I'd say I'm getting closer to the end of working on getting my license, and it's been lots of fun so far, getting up in the air and doing some of the stuff that obviously makes you sick to your stomach seeing it happen, and some of the spins and stuff you have to do. But no, it's been an awesome experience so far, and my instructor has been absolutely amazing, taking care of me and showing me things.
So how far along in the process are you, Trent? I mean, in a non-pandemic, non-hockey world, I mean, are you a year away? Are you months away? Are you a couple of years away from getting there? Whereabouts are you at in the process?
Yeah, as of right now, I'm working on getting my private license, so I'm probably about a month and a half away from completing it and going for my test to get the license. So no, we're we're getting closer to the end, and it's just a lot of repetition now, and getting comfortable with everything, and just understanding that it's actually pretty relaxed being in control of a plane compared to what lots of people would think.
That is so cool. That's really fascinating stuff. And obviously wishing you the very best as you pursue that, in addition to pursuing hockey and training and getting yourself ready. Trent, I've always enjoyed the time that we get to spend together chatting about hockey, chatting about life. Again, crazy to think that we're heading into the fourth season that you and I have had together. And just want to wish you, your family, and everybody the very best as you continue to be safe, continue to be positive. And here's hoping that come December, or heck, even before that, we're together again getting ready for a 2020-21 season. But in the meantime, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for bringing us up to speed on what's going on with you. Looking forward to our next conversation as ever is, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Dan. I hope you stay safe as well.
Trent Miner on White Spot Giants this week here on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants, Sportsnet 650. We'll be right back as we head to Saskatoon. We're chatting with Les Lazaruk next. This is Giants This Week on Sportsnet 650.